It is Monday, March 20, 2017. Spring has sprung. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. My second favorite season right now.
What's your first favorite?
Summer. Can't beat summer.
Oh.
Baseball, and it's light till 9 o'clock, and fireflies.
Oh, I don't know.
Watermelon.
Fall is so beautiful here.
It is, but fall hangs out with winter, and I'm not a big friend of winter.
I see your point.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, today's the first day of spring break.
Yes.
And if you have looked up and realized your children are at home and you weren't really expecting that, go get Friday's What's Up.
Right.
And it will tell you, or go online at nwaonline.com and find our spring break guide of things to do.
You grew up in Kansas.
Yes.
When you were in public school, did you have a spring break?
No.
We just powered through.
Yeah, we had Good Friday.
We didn't even do that. But the good news was, if you didn't have snow that year, you were out at like May 7th or 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But this fall break and spring break, no, that's for those young kids that aren't as tough as we were.
Well, I will say that I remember by the time you got to late March or early April, and you'd been going to school since January 2nd or 3rd, you know, without a break, I see why spring break exists.
Except
you need
that we
it.
Usually hadn't been going since January 2nd or 3rd without a break.
Because you got snow.
Because we'd been snowed in two or three times.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's also a season that happens, it's been happening for several years in Fayetteville. It's time for the Goddess Festival.
Right.
And this year, they're going to do a healing ritual that sounds really cool. And you might be surprised to find this in What's Up, an arts and entertainment magazine. It's just like a lecture. You know, we're going to approach it that way and say, in this 10-day celebration of the feminine divine, on Wednesday, they're going to do a healing ritual. And Joy Caffrey, who's been an energy medicine practitioner for more than 20 years, is one of the healers. They decided that with the divide that has come with the current political climate, let's see how nicely we can say that, that it was time to try to heal some of that. So they'll open the ritual and call the seven directions, even though this is not Wiccan. And then they'll do a release of everything unpleasant and a calling of everything wonderful.
Okay.
And they suggest that if you want to, you can do this at home by setting aside some quiet, uninterrupted time to release old emotions and let go of bad habits, negative thinking, you know, those sorts of things.
You could do it on a walk, couldn't you?
You could.
Yeah.
And contemplate what you'd like to bring into your life.
Sure.
Which is really cool this time of year anyway, since
right.
it's spring and new beginnings. And then the last part is to figure out how to manifest what you just thought about. So what would make you happy?
I mean, this is when you open up a new business, you have a business plan, right?
Right.
And I don't know if that's probably not.
That's a new you plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll have all sorts of other things. They'll have music and crafts and things for kids and all sorts of interesting, fun things. But this particular thing happens at 6:30 Wednesday at Unity of Fayetteville, and it's free. And you can visit goddessfestival.com for a full schedule.
Becca Martin Brown is a features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.